This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden named several women to his top economic policy team on Monday, including former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary nominee, setting the stage for diversity and a focus on recovery from the pandemic. The advisors, several of whom would need to be approved by the U.S. Senate, come from liberal research organizations and worked in previous Democratic administrations. These announcements come as U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers keep challenging the election's outcome, with another state certifying Joe Biden's win. AP Sagarmughani reports.
In Arizona,
this signed and sealed document now constitutes the official canvass results of the November 3rd, 2020 general election.
Secretary of State Katie Hobbs says it shows Biden narrowly won by about 10,500 votes, becoming just the second Democrat in 70 years to win Arizona. The certification announcement in Phoenix came as the president's lawyers were across town at a hearing with some state GOP lawmakers claiming voter irregularities without providing evidence of widespread fraud. Sagarmughani, Washington.
Drug maker Moderna says it is seeking emergency authorization in the United States and Europe to distribute its coronavirus vaccine after tests showed it is 94% effective. The U.S. biotechnology company's request could mean that health workers will be able to inoculate patients against the virus as soon as mid-December. The World Health Organization voiced alarm Monday over a rapid worsening of the COVID-19 situations in Brazil and Mexico, urging them to be very serious about halting the spread. Both countries had seen both cases and deaths from the coronavirus surge in recent weeks as a second wave of the pandemic has hit. From Washington, this is VOA News. Even as coronavirus vaccines move closer to approval in the U.S., the government is warning that criminals are waiting. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Federal investigators are warning about the likelihood of scams when and if coronavirus vaccines are actually in use. Steve Francis is with Homeland Security Investigations.
Consult with your medical professional prior to taking any treatments or vaccinations. And if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Investigators have already seized millions in bogus products involving COVID-19, from fake or ineffective personal protective equipment to false antivirus pharmaceuticals. The FDA has warned about the potential for fraud with both fake treatments and vaccines.
We want to make sure that we're working very closely with pharmaceutical companies to ensure and protect that supply chain.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Thousands of people began returning to their homes and deserted farms in the northeast Nigerian state of Borno on Monday, 6 years after fleeing jihadist violence and despite a weekend massacre that underscored the security risks they still face. And adding to their troubles, officials there warned of a looming food crisis caused at least in part by the deadly attacks on farm workers. The operation came after an attack Saturday that killed dozens of farm workers in one of the deadliest assaults this year, blamed on Islamic militants. A top Iranian security official says Israel used electronic devices to remotely kill a military nuclear scientist. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A remark from the secretary of the country's Supreme National Security Council drastically changes the story of the Friday slaying of the nuclear scientist. Authorities initially said a truck exploded and then gunmen opened fire. A state TV Arabic language channel claims the weapons used were controlled by satellite, a claim also made Sunday by the semi-official Fars news agency. None of the outlets immediately offered any evidence supporting their claims. Israel has declined to comment on the attack. I'm Charles Guladesma.
As the Christmas shopping season swings into high gear, Americans are expected to buy billions of dollars worth of items on this Cyber Monday. AP's Rita Foley has more.
It's Cyber Monday, and experts expect us to shatter records with our online buying. Adobe Analytics says this may be the largest online sales day ever in this country. What's hot? Apple AirPods, Samsung TVs, video games, and Lego sets. And groceries and alcohol. That's something we pretty much bought in person before the pandemic. Analysts say by the end of the day, we may have spent almost $13 billion. I'm Rita Foley.
For more on today's top news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app for easy access. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.